listener production.
Hey there, Brianna Redhead with your local briefing. The search for a missing seafarer in the Pilbara has been called off. 40-year-old Huynh was last seen in Point Sampson on April 24. It's believed he vanished after telling a co-worker he was taking a break. He's described as being of medium build with short dark hair and a fair complexion. Anyone with information is urged to contact Crime Stoppers. Regional airfares are set to stay low for at least another year, the state government committing more than $64 million to the capped airfares scheme. It's proved popular over the last 18 months, with more than 63,000 people flying between Perth and Karratha. Telstra is delaying the shutdown of its 3G network. It comes amid concerns hundreds of thousands of Aussies could be blocked from making emergency calls. The telco's Channa Senavaratne says it was due to a shutdown at the end of June, but will now wrap up on August 31.
When we shut down the 3G network, we'll be repurposing the spectrum to 5G, and that will allow us to extend 5G coverage, particularly to regional Australia.
Children have allegedly been threatened by four young people with a weapon in Cable Beach. Police attending the area early yesterday morning following reports of four males allegedly armed with a firearm. No one was injured during the alleged incident. The accused males since taken into custody. In sport, after being left critically injured during a motocross race in Karratha last October, a keen rider has returned to the game. Archie Freegard got through 2 months' worth of rehab in hospital by thinking about his return to racing, something which became a reality over the weekend. The 17-year-old competing in Broome and now has his sights set on becoming the 2024 Northwest champion. If there's a story you'd like us to consider, send us an email at walocalnews@sca.com.au. Want more local news? Get free breaking news about our community. Download the Listener app, search for your area, and subscribe now.